The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah, Rick.
I knew it, too. It's funny.
Hey, Rick. I'm looking forward to hearing what Grace Thorne has to say about, the public schools. You know, we talked with her class on the air many times. Dr. Norman Shealy worked with her class. Sam Bushman talked about what it's like being blind. That her class could ask him anything they wanted about being blind, anything they wanted about medicine for Norm Shealy, anything they wanted about science with you, and even asked me some questions. And so those questions are being formulated and put into a book where we can learn what children want to know at the ages of fourth grade, fifth grade, and sixth grade. So her public school class was the only class in the entire country, and I put out a call. You know, if you'd like to be on the air and have your students be on the air as a teachers, let us know. No response, not one. As a matter of fact, I even called a principal I know three or four times in this area within a 30-mile radius. I know this guy. He knows me. I recognize his voice. He recognizes my voice. I mean, I invited him, left him messages that I'd like to have him on the air. No response whatsoever. I offered to give free passes to any teacher and his or her spouse and their children to come to the expos. All the expos. I sent free passes to all the superintendents, to all the school districts in easily 100-mile radius. We only had eight teachers come to the Get Prepared Expos. I'm talking about all the expos. Rick, that's unbelievable. And most of those teachers were homeschool teachers, that brought their children and their spouses. Public schools are not interested in what we do in any way, shape, or form. So here's the question I have for Grace Thorne, if she's still there. Grace, how many, you said that no teacher, no superintendent, no principals of the Ryan public school systems in Oklahoma listened to your students on the radio at USA Prepares. They didn't download it. They weren't interested. Nobody listened. You couldn't get them to listen live. You couldn't get them to listen to the podcast or the downloads. Nothing. Is that right?
That's right, Vincent. I know of one parent that did.
Okay, that was my next question. So one parent listened to all the hours of broadcasting. One. It's unbelievable. You know, I don't get it. Now, these are the same parents that will go to watch their children throw a ball around a field, right?
Oh, right. They won't miss
now, look at my son. Look at my son. Look how he threw. Look at my son. He almost caught that ball. Look at that. Look at my daughter. Look at her run. That they're interested in. But to have their son or their daughter be on a radio broadcast that is heard all over the world. Nah, too much trouble. I can't believe it.
I don't know how many schools are like this, but in our little school, sports is number one, and the kids know it. And I don't know it. That's what the parents support. I mean, they are at all the ball, basketball, football, and the kids that don't want to participate in those sports, they're just kind of left out. They're just kind of they're nobodies if you don't play football. And mm-hmm. and another thing with little schools, I don't know how many schools like this at that school. The administration will bend over, and I hope they're listening to this because I don't care anymore. I don't have anything to lose, but they will bend over backwards to avoid a problem. And, you know, I don't know if that was kind of controversial to them, or I don't know why they wouldn't listen to it, but the administration, but they'll just bend over backwards to avoid any kind of controversy.
Let me address that. And we've got Missy on the line. Missy, just stand by for just a second. I'm going to comment on what Gray said about the administration will bend over backward to avoid a problem. Well, I taught computer science, and I decided that one of the places that I would teach as a consultant computer science was in the library of a public school. So I had my students meet in the library, and we sat around the table, and on Monday mornings I would go over some of the homework assignments. I'd give the students the whole week to a weekend to do their homework, and I would go around the classroom, which was the library tables, and I'd say, Mary, it's your turn. Let's discuss number six. And then I get to another student, and he would have his hood pulled over his head. He would wear one of these hoodies. Now, this was not my class. This was a class that I taught for another teacher as a consultant in a different school system, besides the 60 students that I had in my class. This is a different class in another school district. So I was the consultant. And this one student had his hood over his head, and he would, have his head down. And I'd say, we'll call him Tom. Tom, it's your turn. And he'd have his head down. I'd say, Tom, it's your turn. And he'd say, you're picking on me. You're picking on me because I'm black. And I'd say, well, actually, you're right. I am picking on you, but it's not because you're black. It's because it's your turn. And so I said he would just not prepare at all, wouldn't answer, wouldn't participate. So I went to the principal and I said, here's the situation. I'm the consultant. It's really not my class. What would you like me to do? And the principal said, whatever you do, don't make the newspaper. Don't get us in trouble. Don't get the NAACP here. Don't do that. It's okay. Well, it's easy. If you don't want that, if you don't want me to teach, that's easy. All I have to do is ignore this one particular student and say, okay, I understand. You can just keep your head down if that's what you want to do. If you want to sleep here, that's okay. We can do that. And so I'm putting an exclamation point on what you just said. Does that jive with what you just said?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly the way a lot of schools are done.
Grace, Missy from California, our homeschool mom, has just joined us. Missy, welcome.
Thank you.
I think we just started some controversy, right?
Well, it's interesting what she mentioned about the sports. And I remember when my son was in basketball and we went to his basketball game and we heard a couple people talking next to us. And they were so proud and happy that their son was able to go to the basketball game that night and participate because he missed school that day because he was sick. And I was just appalled. I just went to my husband, and I had this look on my face. And I think I said something out loud, and he's like, shh, they're right there. And I was like, I just could not believe it. I mean, if my son was sick, he would not be out playing basketball.
Right.
You know, it just was just a difference in priorities. It just amazed me.
And let's talk about that job interview that follows many years later. And so the interviewer says, listen, I'm so glad you've applied for this job. Now, here's what I want to know. Did you ever play basketball when you were sick?
did you?
And even more importantly, I want to know how many points you scored. That's really what I want to know, because that's what's important to us and our customers. We want to know how many points you scored. Now, I know you didn't, I know you're not a pro, and I know you're not, you know, going to be a professional player, but, you know, what's really important to us here at the corporation is how many points you scored. This is ridiculous. This is beyond ridiculous.
Yeah, and on your other note, when you guys were talking about school and the different grades and everything, and I remember we just recently went to a field trip at an old schoolhouse that was a one-room schoolhouse. Mm-hmm. And we're all homeschoolers there, and the way she was describing how they would, you know, teach the children, and she goes, you know how that's different, and all of the kids are like, no, that's kind of how we do it now. And so it was, the teacher wasn't quite, the docent wasn't quite sure, because she usually gets typical public school fourth graders there. And the one-room schoolhouse is totally different than public school. You know, you have a range of ages, and the child learns at their own pace. So you can have, you know, a six-year-old and a 10-year-old both reading out of the same book, because that's just where they are. And
the mentoring aspects that all come with it.
Yeah, and
the 10-year-old shows the 6-year-old what she learned as a trick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
Missy, I've got a question for you, and it relates to Dr. Richard Allen Miller. So, literally, you, Missy, you and I have never met in person. You have never met Rick Miller. None of us has
met
each other, other than... Now, I do know Grace Thorne, because she's come to the farmhouse, and she's come to the meetups, and she's been to the expos, and Rick knows her. And so, anyway, my question is, you have had the opportunity to be on the air with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and expose your children to world-class physics from a physicist and world-class medicine from Dr. Norman Shealy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that that will have a lasting impact, or will be in their memories, you know, when they're much older?
Well, it already is. With children, sometimes it takes them a while to process what they've experienced. And so it'll come out the next day or the day after, or sometimes even 2 weeks later. A lot of times when they're in the experience, you're kind of wondering, are they getting all of this? What are they getting? And so 2 weeks later, they'll mention something. And so they're already doing that with this experience they're having on your show.
And what about their friends? Have they discussed this with some of their friends? And what do their friends think? Can you tell us that when we come back? What kind of discussions do they have? Like, you know, were you really on the radio? And what's that like? We'll be right back. Missy, Grace Thorne, Rick Miller, Ben Finelli, USA Prepares.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, raise stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rick Miller's with us. Grace Poe's with us. Missy's with us, our homeschooled mom. And Missy, here's the question. So, Mason and Matthew, your 9 and 11-year-olds, your boys, they're homeschooled. What do their friends think about them being on the air? Do they know? Have they discussed it?
I've had one of his friends come over, and when I was replaying it for them to listen to, and I said, hey, do you want to hear them on the radio? And he goes, what? And it was just a total foreign concept to him. He goes, really? And I said, yeah, here it is. And so he listened to it for a little bit. And he goes, wow, cool. And then he asked Matthew, you were on the radio? Matthew said, yeah. And he told them who he's with and what he does on the radio. And they go, oh, cool. Hey, let's go play basketball. So then they went.
I have a story that you, both of you need to hear. When I was 10 years old, my father introduced me to Howard Clark. He was Boeing's top physicist. And I went backpacking and rich riding, learned how to work with horses and take photography. And that was when I was 10 years old. And it wasn't until this moment that I realized how important things are as they happen randomly in terms of your children. And so this was something Grace and I decided to do. I'm going to send an autographed copy of one of my books to each of the kids, including yours, just for when they become 27 and remember the physicist that they talked to, and then finally go back to an old book I had written and given to them. They probably won't understand it now, but right. In fact, it will have, because they're, 11 years old, it I want everybody to understand, I am not special. It was the circumstance of my environment in terms of having to take Latin in second grade and the fact that I met a physicist when I was 10 years old that is where and why I am.
Wow, what amazing experience. Yeah, the kids, they just don't. And even as adults, a lot of times when we're out somewhere and we experience something, it takes a little bit for us to realize.
Years, not days, not weeks, you know? Years to
yeah.
have it integrated into yeah. what they are going to become for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, so what you're doing is exposing them to more of the world, which mm-hmm. means ultimately they're going to have more of the world accessible to them.
Exactly. They won't be as scared of it, hopefully.
Or limited in values of athletics and Monday Night Football.
Yeah, and just to piggyback on what you said, Vincent, about adults and education and what I mm-hmm. said yesterday about teaching them for 1 hour, and I said that because a lot of people, they think teaching is, again, sitting with a book and you're teaching an actual lesson, and as my husband came home last night, he goes, yeah, you teach an hour, but you're teaching all day, too, and I'm like, that's exactly how I meant to say it, is that it's all the time in all the different situations you're in. And when I did mention it to some other adults and say, hey, how about having your kids come on with us? And they were confused at first, and they just can't get it out of the box. You know, I have my packaged curriculum, and this is what I teach, and it's really, really hard to get people out of the box of what education is. And what I like to say is when we're done with our hour, when they're done with their, you know, box of their schoolwork, we do unschooling, which you can look it up on YouTube and Google. There's or Start Page. There's a whole movement on unschooling, which is basically schooling out of the box of just experiences and learning through life.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we lived in Virginia, we had a friend who owned a newspaper. Mm-hmm. And he would say that he would not let school get in the way of his children's education.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Mark Twain said that.
Yes, I know there are someone famous that said that.
Yeah, and I believe it was Mark Twain that said it. So he would take his children out of school, out of the public training camp, so that he could educate them. And as a matter of fact, at a very, very young age, they became writers for his newspaper. And they were very, very articulate because they were very well read. And they didn't have some of the accoutrements that many people today have, like television. They didn't watch television. So if you don't have television, your house is pretty quiet. And if you don't have television,
we don't watch television. Yeah.
And you will find, Missy, that many of the brightest people whom you meet don't watch television. And they just don't, because it's a waste of time. It's literally a waste of time. Missy, thanks so much for being with us. I really appreciate your calling in and talking about education. We'll be right back after the top of the hour.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Rick Miller's with us. Grace Thorne's with us. You know, Rick, during the commercial break, I asked Missy if USA Prepares is part of her boy's education. And she is using parts of this radio broadcast when she's not on the air with us as part of their education. And that's what Grace Thorne did. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, Grace has another problem. And I wanted to just say that I think the problem is television. But, you know, here's Grace.
Richard, this is something that happens at Rind, and I don't know. I think it's statewide in Oklahoma. I don't know if other states do it or not, but there's this thing called No Pass, No Play, and the week of a basketball game, and teachers, the way it works is teachers have to, you know, give grades or turn in grades to the office every week. And so that if somebody's not passing the class, they don't, you know, they don't play in the ball game that, the next week. So, but it's just so strange that on the week of a ball game, and I know this happens because it starts in fifth and sixth grade, the coach would come to me, and if, you know, he would find out if his star players were passing or not. If they weren't, you know, he had a real serious talk with me about, and the other teachers too, not just me, but, you know, he made sure that his players were passing. And there was one high school teacher that wouldn't buckle down under this. She stood her grade. It was a social studies teacher in the high school. Her and the list, if there was not a, before the ball season started, the list were long. I mean, there was like, there would be like 40 kids out of high school on that list. But on the week of a ball game, you would not see, and this was the strange part, you wouldn't see one of the main players' name on that list, even though he was on it, you know, before the season started, he was always on it, but never during the season. So that no pass, no play thing was just a joke, you know, among all the teachers that looked at it. It was, you know, it was they had it fixed so that their players got to play, and you know that was just, and you know the kids knew that too. They understood what was going on, and you know it was just an unfair, just so unfair and unethical how that works.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. And I remember when I first started teaching, I said to my class, this was my computer class, I said, you know, we can do this two ways. We can have a dictatorship or we can have a democracy. Who would you like? This is day one of class. This is the first day they meet me in class, in formal class. And they said, democracy. And I said, yeah, that's actually where you get to choose. You, the students, get to choose what we do, how we do it, grades, all that kind of thing. Or, you know, I can be a dictator and I run the show. What would you like? And they said, we can really have a democracy? And I said, yeah, a real democracy where you are in charge. You are in charge of education. And they decided they wanted democracy. And I said, that's great. Okay. So now, first question, would you like to start with a zero and build your way up to whatever grade you earn? Or would you like to start with a 100 and then work your way down if you don't maintain it? What would you like to do? And they'd never heard, wow, I mean, right this minute, we haven't done anything, and we have an A. And I said, well, that's absolutely right. If you would like to do that, we can do that. They thought that was the coolest thing. So everybody starts with an A. But they had to hold on to it. and so, as a result, during the semester, I get a visit, a parental meeting, you know, with the teacher, the president of the bank and his wife show up, and they want to know why their daughter's not doing well. And I said, well, she started out with an A. And all she had to do was hold on to it. And this is a democracy. The students are actually picking how they're graded. And she just decided that she doesn't want to do the things that they agreed that they were going to do. So why are you asking me? And he, you know, this is the president of the bank. This is like the most powerful guy in the county, right? And he's shaking his head. And he leaves and he goes, I guess it's her. It's not you. Okay. Well, that's great. So we had this understanding, and she decided she was going to pick up her performance in class. So you're absolutely right. There are pressures that are applied to teachers, but the way I handle that, I did, before I even started, I worked that out. But I was able to do something that most teachers don't have the luxury of doing. And that is, I was not a teacher. I mean, I was doing the functions of a teacher, but I was not a certified teacher. And I said, I will do this. I will teach. However, I am not going to report to the principal. I'm not going to do all this this make-work stuff that the other teachers do. I don't have time for that. I'm not going to sit in these meetings about the federal, you know, requirements. I'm not doing that. I'm not taking attendance. I'm not turning it in. You can have someone else come to my class and do that. I'm going to be teaching. I'm going to be too busy to do all this nonsense work. And I'm not reporting to the principal because he has no idea what I'm doing. And he's not interested. I'm only going to report to the superintendent. So I was the only teacher in the entire school system that did not report to the principal. As a matter of fact, I had some really neat accommodations. They gave me a key to the school. I was the only teacher who had a key to the school. Now, why did I need a key to the school? Well, because they didn't open the school early enough for me. They didn't open it at 6:30 in the morning. And I was the teacher who left the school last. You know, 6:30, 7 o'clock at night, I would leave. So I had my own key. And what did that do? That caused all kinds of problems for me with the other teachers. You know, who does Finelli think he is, taking the number one parking spot? Who does he think he is? Well, I could take any parking spot because nobody was there at 6:30 in the morning, just me. And I happened to park right outside my classroom door, and I opened the door to the hallway right outside my classroom, and I could move the computer products in and out and service the computers around the county in the school district because that's what I did. And I brought my students with me. But so I had a key to the school, and I had the best parking place in the school system. But all you have to do is get there at 6:30 in the morning, and you can have it too. But I was the only one. And the other teachers would complain. They would say, you know, we need to talk about this. And I'd say, okay, I'll tell you what. I'm busy till 6:30, but at 6:30 tonight, I'll be glad to meet with you and we'll talk about it. I never had any meetings because no one would stay till 6:30 to meet with me. So all you have to do is work outside the box, and nobody wants to deal with
you. You know, there's another vision, too. Above that whole scenario is the idea of following your joy. That includes the students and their joy of learning. Mm-hmm. That is where you offer them. That's what I did at Evergreen. I was first faculty at Evergreen, dealing with the design of the classroom by the children themselves and their curriculums. It was an experimental university. It is now quite famous, Evergreen. And really, that whole principle of the student having joy, seeking joy in what they're doing, just like you were with your computers, that means that you're not in conflict with anything. This is going to be the very principles of the non-local mind and how to change the movie.
Rick, we did something really neat. When this was a brand new school building, and the superintendent said, okay, what kind of desks do you need? How many? And I said, I don't need any desks. I don't want any desks in my classroom. Not a single desk other than I need some flat surfaces. And so we got what they called folding tables at the time. Sometimes they called them church tables, you know, the back room of the church. So I had just folding tables and chairs. And I specified that the chairs had to have rollers on them, you know, casters. And when I taught class in the classroom, the students knew that they were to take these rolling chairs and to put them in a circle. And there had to be about three or four or five more chairs than we had students. They knew that you know, that was kind of one of the things that I liked. And what would happen is I would sit in one of those. But there were multiple empty seats. So I would change the position from which I taught in the circle in the classroom. And so that was one of the designs. And then I met with the students and I said, you know, we're teaching computer science in a way that I don't understand. All of the in all the other classes, there are desks and there are computers on them. And all of the computers are facing the students face the front blackboard. And the students are all facing the teacher. But the teacher can't see the computer screens. I said, How about we change that? How about we put the computers around the room in other classrooms, in computer labs, and the teacher can teach from the middle of the classroom and see all the screens by just rotating 180 or 360 degrees and forget the blackboard. And if the students need to look at the teacher, they just turn around. They turn their chair around. And that became the new model for the computer lab, rather than have all the students facing the teacher and the teacher not being able to see the screen. So we made some changes. And as a matter of fact, what we even did was in a computer lab that we built, we talked to the industrial arts department, and we said we want to make some brackets, and we want to make our own countertops, and we want to have like a shelf above the countertop, and we want to put the computers around the room on this countertop. And so we custom made some brackets out of angle iron, and we built our own style classroom where the teacher stood in the middle, and that's where I was a computer consultant. So, you know, you don't have to follow the traditional model. You can do other things, providing you've got a superintendent and a principal who are willing to agree with you. So we're talking about teaching and doing things outside the box. Now, it doesn't apply to just school. It applies to home. It applies to business. You don't have to do things the way others have done them before, just because that's the way it's always been done. Really. We come back. Let's talk about heating systems, and let's improve our efficiency in our home heating systems.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Americans, you are being lied to. Does your skin crawl when a politician or a stock market guru say that we are in the midst of an economic recovery? According to top insiders, the largest financial meltdown in history is coming. You can prepare, but if you're living paycheck to paycheck, how do you find the cash? If you're fortunate enough to have retirement savings, it's probably not enough. And if it's in the market, it could be wiped out just like the last crash. But this time, it will almost certainly be much worse. Precious metals are a great hedge, but they won't generate immediate cash flow to pay the bills. Learn the secret to creating cash flow and freedom. Get a free copy of my special report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117. Or visit babyboomerbackupplan.com. Traditional retirement may not be in the cards, but re-inspirement can change everything. babyboomerbackupplan.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Rick Miller's with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. If you'd like to go to his website, RichardAllenMiller.com, RichardAllanMiller.com. He's got some great books. I have them. I've got autographed copies. And you'll get a chance to meet him and see him and be in his seminars at the Get Prepared Expo. That's in March, the last weekend in March, March 27, 28, and 29, right here in Lebanon, Missouri. So if you're interested, mark your calendar. It is absolutely the biggest and best preparedness expo in the country, no question about it. I've gotten reports from people who've been to all the expos, and USAPreparedness.com's expo is the biggest and the best by far. You get a chance to meet a whole bunch of your favorite talk show personalities, radio hosts, and instructors that are on
this
podcast.
Yeah, Matt Stein and I will be doing our urban survival skills workshop on Friday.
Yeah, that's the 27th, and you can get a chance to have meals with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Matt Stein, a whole bunch of your favorite instructors. You can imagine sitting at a table of 10 and one of the 10 being your favorite instructors. We're going to make that happen at the Get Prepared Expo, so you can have like breakfast or lunch or dinner with your favorite instructors. And Rick, right now, minus 23 degrees in Montana, right here in Missouri.
Oh, no. 21
degrees. Polar vortex, you know, that's that new term that I didn't learn about that in school because there was no such thing. And we've had on Sunday 40 chemtrails, 40 at 10 at a time all day long. That was Sunday. Then Monday, 40 more. And I've got photos. I haven't put them on the website. I hope to get that done today for tomorrow. Tomorrow's broadcast. And so here it is. It's absolutely freezing. It's really messing up. I wanted to sell some cows. I couldn't do it. I can't do it till next week because it's so cold. I don't want the cows freezing in a trailer going, you know, in an open trailer going 55 miles an hour down the road. I don't want the cows being harmed. So there are a lot of reasons why I did not sell the cows today and, you know, get them loaded in a trailer on yesterday. So Rick, on Sunday, it was 74 degrees here at the farm. The next day,
Sunday, 74, and now it's 20?
21. Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
And so, well, Sunday, it was 74.
That's a 50-degree swing.
53 degrees.
And, like, we've done that this year also. That's unbelievable.
Yes. Now, here's why I'm mentioning that. It's hard on everything. It's hard on car batteries. Now, people are going out to start the cars and going, oh, man, the car battery's dead. Yeah, that's exactly right, because car batteries don't deliver, truck batteries don't deliver their energy potential when they're cold as well as when they're warm. Like when they're warm and, you know, a summer day, they're able to deliver more starting current than when they're cold. And the batteries, the demand on the car batteries is greater when the engine's cold because the oil's thicker, there's more friction. And so it's a double whammy, and we're not able to start our cars as easily in the cold weather. So now that led me to, you know, I went out to load wood in the outdoor wood furnace, and I want to talk about improving efficiency. Now, we have reduced the amount of wood that we burn to heat our farmhouse. We have an outdoor wood furnace, and what I did was I put a restriction in the chimney to reduce the gas flowing out of the stainless steel chimney of our outdoor wood furnace. I reduced it. Now, if you do that in a house, you're going to have problems because you're going to have smoke in the house. So you can't do that in an inside, you know, like a fireplace. You don't want to do that. But if you have an outdoor wood furnace, you can do this. You can restrict the opening in the chimney and slow down the burn. And I also slowed down the air intake. I made that smaller so that I would not use as much air. Smaller fires, longer burn, and I've reduced the amount of wood we consume by a third. Now, when I lived in on the East Coast, I bought a house, our first house in the 1970s. It had an oil burner. It burned 175,000 BTUs worth of oil. That's about a gallon and a half per hour. I reduced the nozzle on that oil burner to 3/4 of a gallon, from 1.5 gallons to 3/4 of a gallon, adjusted the air, and I saved a bunch. I reduced the stack temperature. Rick, do you have any quick comments on that?
Well, you know, the wood consciousness is where we're going to have to go back to shortly. This whole thing with petroleum and oil has got to stop.
Yeah, and we're going to have to increase the efficiency of our heating systems, and you can. And you can. And as a matter of fact, I even converted that particular one to burn 50,000 BTUs of natural gas. I converted an oil burner to do that, dropped the heating bill to probably one-third of what it was. Class, above all, honesty and integrity, what happens next is up to you. Rick, thanks so much for being with us today. Great.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked. Bills are paid. You've got a job that keeps the lights on and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.